This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Welcome to Mishnah Zion. Welcome to Ovis Peridal Mishnah Zion. There's a different girsas in this Mishnah. According to the gears of the Siddur, it says, "Sodik Oimer al Tifresh min Tzibur." Don't separate yourself from the Tzibur. "V'atas Atzmachok Orcha Dayon." Don't make yourself like a lawyer. But we had this earlier in Perek Aleph. But the way in the other Mishnahs, it starts with "Sodik Oimer al Tasem Atora this Gadol Bohev." That a person should not make the Torah a Torah, like a crown, is Galwell, in order to get honor and greatness. That a person shouldn't say, the Gemara of the Dorim dash on this in Samach Beis, and out, the Gemara says, a person shouldn't say, you know why? I'm gonna learn Mikra, Torah, that people should call me a Chacham. Eshne, I'll learn Mishnah, I'll learn Torah, Shabbalpe, Shikuni Rebbe, Ashane, and Shay Yazoki, Meshavi Shiva, Lomi Mi'ava. The Gemara says, learn from love of Hashem, learn from love of the Torah. The Sefer Kavod Talava, the Torah, the Kavod will come to you anyway, but now you're doing it for the Kavod. For like Kaidu Lachbohem, and don't make it a Kaidu Lachbohem. Don't use the Torah, says the Rav. We'll learn the Rav over here. Both the Rav is the Betzim, says the first thing, Shloi Torima, Shloi Torima Elmer, Bishalek Rebbe, Vashiyeni, the Rosh. They should make me the Rosh. Put me in charge. That's what I'm learning. Don't use the Torah as a way to make your parnasa. A person that used the Torah to make his parnasa from it is moyal b'kedusha. It's like you're having hanor from hegdish. So Rav here is l'chayra stating the hashkafa that a person should not take his parnasa from the Torah. However, he does bring malan tinoikis. So how do malan tinoikis do it? How do the teachers of Torah do it? It says they get paid not for the actual teaching of the Torah, but they get paid for the actual that they're watching them, making sure they're okay. And they're watching them, watching over them. It's not for the learning, but keeping them shamur, keeping them well in place, and that they're not doing anything wrong, not doing having misbehaving. As the Mishnah, they shouldn't go out and damage and do terrible things. So that's part of their avodah when they're teaching. And maybe that's what they're getting schar for, or schar pisik timing, or teaching them where the psukim end. And how to read the psukim? She ain't a rav chayav the trouble lam and tell me piece of the time. He doesn't have the matriya to tell him where the psukim end and how to read the psukim, meaning with the different where the pasuk stops and ends, the soif pasuk, middle pasuk. I was chayli also lito, but according to the rav say here, but taking reward for leaving that Torah, you're not allowed to say what you see. See what Hashem beisahi says. The rav, the Hashem commanded me that ma'alum and aschem chukim b'shmonik Hashem. See what Hashem lekoy. Hashem told Moshe. And Moshe is saying, I'm sorry, that Hashem commanded him to teach you Chumash Malam, just like Hashem commanded him. Ma'ani b'chinam avatem. But just like Hashem taught Moshe ben b'chinam, so to atem b'chinam. And just like I was b'chinam, so to you have to be b'chinam. B'chin adai, and also called Tzchai P'sak Tzaktin, and also adai, and I'll take Tzchai P'sak Tin. And Tzchai B'teilah v'vali, he's only take Tzchai B'teilah. But your Rebbe can also take Tzchai B'teilah, that means how much he's taking off of his work in order to hear a different job to hear the times of the Baal Din. B'shavi takes both sides equally, both Baladinim, both litigants, he takes equal. He takes the money that he needs to take out time from work, take off time to work from work in order to hear them out. If Noito Yoshim himself takes more Dina B'teilim, then his judgment is bottle. So what do we find that Talmud Chacham says the Rav can take money? That means he's allowed to sell or to get. It means he's not to take money for the Torah, but since he's a Talmud Chacham, we let him sell his wares in the Shuk first, וגם שיתה מכל מיסים ואוילים וארנונות, and also he's part of all taxes, all different types of taxes he's part of. ואפילו כסף גולגלתו, even כסף גולגלתו, certain tax on a person, on a head tax, חיום הציל יתם על that the people has to give to, ואפילו הוא אושר, ויש לו אמון האבי, יוכל לישהו לשאול בדין, שיפטרו, he has to be nifter, part of from the din of all the taxes. ותאמחו וחוילו, ותאמחו who's sick, let's say people bring him grave, a lot of big portions, big presents. They fight to us because he's sick and he can't do anything. Mitzvah of Shiuto, that's not called the Hanor for the Vitor. Holy Eshel is part of the Achaz, he can't be passed a different way. Or Tamachom, they appointed him a leader of the Tziba, or Rosh HaSeder. To be in charge, was asked if Tzorch Tziba is busy all day. Tzorch Tziba mutl the kach we have praz. He's allowed to take some type of praz, some type of monetary payment. I feel schar harbi yosef they panosoy. Even more than they panosoy, they should give us a noise of a rebach. You know they should have a lot of money. Mitoychach ye godol v'yoroi u'meuyim v'yineya. Here he says that if we want them to become a great in Torah and Talmud Chacham Otzum, so he's allowed to take. Even more than they pronounce, so he should have Rebach, should have any worries. In this way, he can become great in Torah, and people will fear him and be able to inspire and influence the Tzibur. Kedash b'koin God, this is Beis HaGodom, this is Beis HaGodom Me'echov. It says that the Koin God is Godom Me'echov. He's greater than his brothers. V'dorosh Chachom, the Gemara in Yuma, Yudches, Gadleo Me'echov. The Torah is kind of tells you have to make him great from his brothers, from the other people around him, should build him up. Which means that the other Kohanim should make him rich, the Kohen Gadol from theirs, Gadleil. Because when he's rich, people he's more influential. And therefore, the Torah says, make the Kohen Gadol greater and richer and more affluent than everybody in order that people should respect him. From taking these prizes and the wealth that was given to them, and that's when Rashi brings in Tainis Chaf Aleph. Also, that was the minig. The minig was that they would make the Rosh Hashiva very rich, very wealthy, because this way he would have first of all the time to teach and to grow, and also they would this way people would fear the Rosh Hashiva, respect him even more. So in Meila, there is an Indian for Kohen Gadol was somebody who's the leader of the Tzibur. There's no problem for him taking money. But here the Rav seems to learn that, like, we know the famous Rav, she's not allowed to take any money for Torah. However, it's Yidua Chubas Moshe from Rabbis Moshe and others that say today, since in those times, they were able to go into Pranosa, they were able to work part time, they were able to work a certain amount of time. And even though it wants to share for them for coming even greater in Torah, and then be able to learn Torah on the highest level, but today and to be they were able to master the whole Torah even if they were able to work certain hours a day. But today, it's not the Metzias, the person that's working full time. Especially, it's very very hard for him to be kind of any or a very very high Madrigan Torah. I'm not saying it's impossible, but it's very hard. And therefore, a Moshe writes a tshuva that a person is allowed to and it's recommended, says a Moshe, to take money and to be part of a koilel and to be paid. Even though he's sitting and learning, because this is the way a person can become great in Torah. So the Meila today, that's the head of all the Kohelim that have Talmidei Chachamim and Yungalite sitting and learning and taking money, because that's the only way they'll be able to become great in Torah and be able to steig in Torah. Let's continue the end of the Mishnah, V'karachoy Hillel Oimer, and this is what Hillel used to say, U'dishtamish b'toga chalof, a person who uses the crown of Torah in order to get covered, in order to get things, Chalaf, the Tversol explains, the Chichlef Hashmoy, it's not a Kessel of Kovel, it's very a Karim Lachma, but he's not using it anymore for as a proper crown, he's using it to get what he needs from it. Alamad, the Chazaz Chalaf means also that the person that uses this world for his cover, for his panosa, noitel chayim na oilam. So for Rosh Hashanah means chayim oilam haba. The Rambam says he's mafshin the next world. Tfash Yisrael says, the Torah, it's written, when a person does l'shma, but a person does shaloi l'shma for other reasons, he's learning Torah for cover, or to become wealthy. The Torah that the Torah has to give you harachas yomim, that's taken away. So therefore, avada, we have to understand and know, we have to learn Torah for the right reasons, for the right sake. Like I said today, you already had time to take for the sake of the emigrated Torah. But again, the ikki is so what we're learning Torah is because we're doing, because we love the Torah, we love Hashem, we want to connect it to Hashem. And through that, we'll have all the schools of Torah. We'll have Oshav Kavod, we should have long life, and everything good upon us and upon all of Klai. So, Amen.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.